Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
I skid it, I skid it, I skid it, skid it.
I hit it from the back, she wanted deeper. Yeah, I fucked her to Rich Homie's son. She my girl, so I fucked her with no rubber. When she see me out in public, she make crazy faces. When I fucked her mother hoes, she go crazy, crazy. Hey. She ain't playing bass. Dead faces in my pocket, I ain't wasting. Bought a house in Hollywood and I love my neighbors. But I'm a blood, and you know I fuck with labels.
Got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib. Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking real with my lips.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib. Yeah. Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel? That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
I beat that little pussy like she never had a beat.
She fell in love with the homie here, we ain't never ever meet. She wanna fuck, I make her back, make her say please. If I find out she cheating, bitch, I won't back my ring. Knock that pussy out like we in a ring. Don't care what he talking about, he in that scene. Him on his bed, they my worst, they on cream. Pull up on the shot at the top on that beam. Make him feel some type of way, I know my demeanor. Turned up like a motherfucker, burning like a motherfucker. These niggas ain't ready, nigga, turning like a motherfucker. You can't get no love from me, I be a bad nigga, baby.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib.
With your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib.
Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips. Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I think it's the cord on my little connection here. But what's good? Is this Dylan?
Yeah, what's good, man?
What's good, dude?
I didn't know. I honestly, I had like a 15% chance of me thinking like I am alive. And then I had a couple ones where I'm like, nah. That's why I was singing real quick. It's a pussy here, monstrous in this bitch.
Hey, you know that. You did? You know that. But tell us what's going on, bro. You got anything to vent? I'm going to try to switch my headpiece here right quick. But you got anything that, you know what I mean, you need to get off your chest, anything? Could be about the music business or something that happened at work this week.
Oh, man. What do you mean this week, man? A couple hours ago. man, somebody got real impatient about a graphic. And they're like, well, fuck it. Just keep it. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'm like, yo, just so we all understand, number one, you're not handling this in a business way, professional manner. That's one. Two, we're not going to get a refund. That's two. Because no one is going to go and build something and then he's almost done and then you just want to pull out because you're impatient ass. It's just impatient. It is what it is. All right, that's, like, come on, man. I get you got a project coming up, but that's 2 months from now, from where we're at. Oh, I needed to do this. I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna be on your ass. And if no number is stuck, I'm gonna be on your ass with that shit. What happened? What happened? You weren't promoting, you weren't doing this. What happened? Your numbers are horrible. Come on, man. Stop that shit. If we all know graphic designers, man, graphic designers are one of the laziest people. Not all, but some. Some of them take their ass forever just to do a couple things. And it's like, goddamn, what are you doing? That you don't want to do it real quick. It's easy money, goddamn it. I just can't be a graphic designer. It takes forever for me. I can't do it. I'll leave that to those people. Me, I just want to be that one guy that you go to and I handle all that business shit. That's it. As far as me getting hands-on, it depends on what it is.
Right. And then, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, you know, I'm one of those dudes where, you know, where they really ask you, what don't you do? You dig? Because I do everything.
Yeah.
You dig? But yeah, you know, sometimes I think people don't understand, you know, like they'll come to you and say, oh, I want this. They tell you that. But, you know what I mean? They don't help out with the creativity that goes into it. So sometimes it might take a while. You dig? Some people are professional. Right. Like me, I'm professional. I'm not even going to give it to you till I like it. You dig? There's times people are like, no, that's good enough. That's no. You know what I mean? And then, like you said, some people are just impatient. To me, honestly, sometimes I think that's their way of saying I ain't got the money to finish the payment or something like that. You dig? Come on, hurry up. I need it now. Come on, I need it. Well, okay. Well, then fine. Then I don't need it. Then you keep it. What? Where they do that at? What? You don't have me start this for a week or so, da-da-da. Now you want to talk about you going to back out? What? What about what's
going on? Right.
What? What's going on? What? I'm just saying.
If I was a couple years younger and, you know, he was just trying to, he came at me rude. That's number one. I don't like when people get at me rude, especially when I'm just opening my eyes, man. Calm the fuck down with that shit. It's too early in the morning for all this shit. I'm like, listen, man, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. You know, I don't have time for this shit. You know, I had to be a man about it. I'm like, look, man, this ain't the way you handle business, you know? But I'm still going to take care of him. You know, it is what it is. I don't want to lose a client, but bro, I mean, not all money is good money at the end of the day. I understand that too. But, you know, shit happens. Life happens, you know? My whole thing is get the job done. You know, that's still our goal, to get the job done. And I'm going to throw a little something sweet. Like, here, my bad. You know, it is what it is. You know?
It is what it is.
I can't do nothing, man. You're going to get your shit, man. Calm down. I don't want your money like that. If I don't work for it, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Right.
No, right here. Keep no money.
Right. No, I'm glad you said that, because actually that was one of the things I want to talk about tonight. I'm going to play a track, and then when we come back, we're going to go into two scenarios. One was, you know, I'm going to talk about how do you respond when people talk to you crazy? You know what I mean? You try to be cool and shit, but they talk to you crazy. But then there's another one where basically, how do you handle business with people that talk to you crazy? Do you talk to them crazy back? Do you thump their ass or what? Or do you handle your business? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
All right.
So I need some more people.
We'll get back to
see
it
a lot
right
of y'all
after
over
the commercial.
Here. So I see a lot of people, y'all over here. But I need some of y'all to push one and get in on this conversation. But I guess we'll keep it going, and then we'll see what's up. So, all right, check it out. This right here is some, like I said, this Karma Cafe is not about you putting on your dance shoes and getting your groove on. It's about the woosah, you dig, with the lyrics and everything. So you hear the cuss words, get your woosah on. So check it out. This right here is some New Young Buck. It's called The Get Back. Well, after he made this, his ass got back in jail, and I think this is why. Listen to what he's talking about.
Let the band play.
I see we had a long night last night. 10 cop shot. Dallas, what it do? Cashville, we on our way. Hey!
I just seen some killers get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that. Probably get me shootings like I did that. I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that.
With that.
I just seen some Crips get some get back.
What up,
I'm just trying to tell Obama.
waiting on 12 to come through. Two, two, three shells, what the hell they gonna do?
I'm gripping on the handle.
Yeah.
Think about Philander. I'ma blow out his candle. Make him out example.
I'ma take you to Atlanta. I'ma hit him with it.
Why hit him with it?
Pussy niggas stay away from me if you ain't really with it.
What?
Rap niggas keep preaching this OP shit. We just on some last week shit. You was talking that street shit. They pull up busting your heat shit. Look at how that lady and that baby was sitting in that back seat, bitch. We not crazy, this how you made me. I can't let them see me. I'm not putting my hands up. My black life don't matter. I'd rather return mine with that ratter.
Tatter.
I just seen some killers get some get back.
Get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back.
Get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that.
Finally get these shootings like I did that.
I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that.
With that.
I just seen some Crips get some get back.
What up,
I'm just trying to tell Obama that we with that.
Yeah.
And this shit ain't over.
No.
Good morning, I woke up smelling gunpowder. Call this said black power. 11 bodies in 4 hours. 558 of us already died though. In 2016 by the hands of the 50. I ain't wrote none of this shit down. Truthfully, I done lost my passport. I supposed to be in Switzerland. 50 don't even know about this, but I know he listening. Since I missed the show, I figure get hot right now. Make these niggas load up and go kill a cop right now. So any rapper putting anything out, not right now. I'ma do this for the Mike Browns and the Trayvons and the Sandras. I'ma show y'all I can say shit and make police out examples. Look, I just seen some killers get some get back.
Get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back.
Get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that.
Finally get these shootings like I did that.
I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that.
With that.
I just seen some Crips get some get back.
What up, cuz?
I'm just trying to tell Obama that we with that, and this shit ain't over.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you gotta fight fire with fire. You just gotta do what you gotta do. You know, do the math, my niggas. I know shit seems crazy, but it is crazy. Thugging with a conscience, though. Fuck the police. How the fuck can you turn to a motherfucker when they already turning on you? It is what it is. Fuck with me.
Woosa! Woosa! You did? You try to let that tension go. So, hey, so that right there is New Young Buck. And yes, I'm not joking. I believe they locked his ass back up because of that song. They violated his probation. They did all kinds of things and locked his ass up right after he dropped that track. So it is what it is. So all you artists out there, y'all being political, if you're going to do it, you know there's repercussions coming behind it. You dig? I'm just saying. It is what it is. Monsters Radio Live. So, all right, Dylan, looks like a couple other people don't lit up the line. So, hey, let's go ahead over here right quick and touch on what we're talking about. And then we're going to see if the other people want to jump in the discussion, if they got some woo-saw they want us to vent about. Yeah. So yeah, like how you were saying, bro, about, you know, sometimes people, they'll call you talking crazy. We all had it. It might have been your family member. It could have been your cousin, your auntie. You dig? It might have been somebody at your job. You'd be like, I don't even like you like that. How'd you even get my number? You dig? But they will call you and talk crazy. Sometimes you try to be an adult, as they call it. You dig? Because I would toddle and flip out on your ass in a heartbeat. But you try to be an adult and try to, what's the problem? What's going on? Okay. Do you really have to raise your voice? And then they just keep into it until you open wide the hell up. And then all of a sudden, now they want to be like, oh, you're mean. And, oh, what's your problem? And, oh, what's wrong with you? You called me on that bullshit. That's my problem. What's wrong with you? Waking me up in the morning first thing. Didn't even say, good morning. Or, hi, how are you? You having a good day? I have an issue. Can I speak with you? You dig? Is that how it went down with you, Dylan? Did they just call you opening up in the morning? Talk about it.
Nah, man. So what happened was, a lot of these people, they have my number, you know, but a lot of them, you know, it's better that they operate this way. It's cool. I don't have no issue. You know, they inbox me and they're all like, you know, because the situation was till Thursday, and it's Thursday is not even over yet, you know. There's a time difference in this world depending on who you work with. So long story short, it's like Thursday isn't even over, man. You know, we're 3 hours ahead or 2 hours. I mean, 3 hours back or 2 hours back. That's, you know, depending on where you're at, East Coast or, Eastern time or Central time. So it just, man, it's just been happening lately a lot, man. Just right when I open my eyes, somebody annoys me. Just like, ah. Why, goddamn, not again today. Too early for this shit, man. But the way I handle it, man, I understand where they're coming from because I can put myself in their shoes because I get what they, you know, because I've done the shit that they do. So, so I know where they're going with what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? So, I just respond in a very respectful manner, and I just tell them, you know, I'm sorry, you know, something came up, it's not in my hand, it's unforeseen. If it was somebody else, or I would even say last year someone got at me, a lady, and, what's going on? The CD should have been here. And then, you know what? Over the past few years, I noticed one thing about myself. I always put the client ahead of my own people. And what I noticed was that, realistically, man, I don't really need that client. Because there's many clients out there. And all money isn't good money. But when you hurt your own team, man, what the hell is going on with you, man? You slow, you start losing your workers. So what happened? You not only do you lose money, but you have no workers to make money.
Then not only that, you kind of burn up the name, so no new money is going to end up coming in. But all right, hold on, bro. We got people over here. Some people have been over here for a half hour. And I know they like, come on, eat, open up my line. So, all right, that's probably what they're going to vent about. How come I had to sit over here so damn long? What's wrong with you, player? It is what it is. So, all right, hold on, dude. Let's check in with this. 901, all right, man. Let's see what they got going on. They've been over here for a minute. 901-262, who we got on the line? It's Karma Cafe. Can I get you a menu?
Yeah, it's my
901. There we go. What's up, Naija? She said nothing. So, all right, it's Karma Cafe. You dig? Naija, Dylan, I don't know if you know, but she's a radio intern around here. You dig? So welcome her to the show. This is Dylan from Colossal Music Group.
One of our
promotional sponsors.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Yep. So, all right. So, yeah, so she's one of our interns. And actually, you know, she, well, I guess when school starts back up, she'll be back in high school. So, all right. So, tell us.
Yeah, I already started.
Well, y'all already started.
Started.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, it's my second week of school.
She said, second week of school?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's what's up. I'm pretty sure all the parents out there are happy. You dig that all the kids are going back? Because when I was young, we wasn't going back to school till sometime in September. You dig?
Right.
You dig what it is?
Right.
So,
right.
So tell us some of the woes of going back to school. You dig? What's some woes?
Just get ready. Like, if you've been staying up like the whole summer, not going back to like 4 or 5 o'clock, like, you need to get ready because if you stay up, you're going to be dead tired at school like the whole day.
Right.
So that's what I had to work on. I have you so sleepy in the morning. But
right.
I have to get up.
Right. Yeah, I used to hate that. Oh, that's like the worst. That's the worst, man. My mom said he started going to bed early, like 30 days before we went back to school. You did? 30 days before we went back to school.
Yeah, did she take your phone? Did she take your phone, like, when it was time for you to go to bed?
Would I check my phone?
Oh, we didn't have phones back
no,
then.
No, I said if you take your phone, because that's what my mom used to do to me. When it was time to go to bed, she would take my phone because she know I'll be on my phone.
Oh.
Oh, okay, right. Right, yeah. No, sweetie. When I was young, we had phones that had a long-ass cord to it. You dig? It was still connected to the wall. 30 feet away. You'd be 30 feet away, still be connected to the wall. You dig? it is what it is. So, all right. You know, anything else, you know what I mean, you want to vent about, you know, school or anything else?
I would just eat. Yeah, school.
Mhm. Just school. Just that one.
Yep.
Okay. So all right. Let's check in with some more people right quick. I think we got some power players over here that may want to vent. Let me see what they got going on. 818-519. Who we got on the line? Karma Cafe. Hello. Can I get you a menu?
You already know who it is. I'm ready to vent. I'm tired of you and dealing with this nonsense conversation for 30 minutes. Checking up my time. I'm gonna smack both of y'all when I see y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna vent. I wanna know yeah. How you and Dylan even deal with artists, because artists be getting on my nerve lately. And here's what I'm talking about. Artists will say, "Oh, I wanna go gold, I wanna go platinum." And guess what? Do nothing in that direction. Then you talk to them a couple times, get them on a conference call or something or whatever, and then turn around and say, you know, I'm thinking today, you know, follow my lead, or, you know, if I talk to, like, Dylan or somebody, and he turn on one of his artists, and I have him on the call, and, you know, and give him advice and stuff, maybe even beyond whatever Dylan tell him or whatever, they still act like they ain't learned nothing, you know, and then you can say something like, you know, I'm available on the call for questions or whatever anybody got about their career. They won't call in, then I might have to talk to them. I'm like, well, yeah, oh, I'm in New York, what you doing up there? Oh, I'm up here making contact connections. Okay, now, you don't know a damn thing about the business, but you're going to go to New York City, the vultures capital of the world, and think you're going to come back out of there with a career. I mean, what do you even think?
Right.
So if you're thinking logically like that, why did you even bother me in the first place?
Right.
So that's what I'm betting on. I'm tired of artists. I mean, you know, the ECMD brand is about giving back to the community, but I'm tired of artists that don't listen, that say they listen, but really don't listen. The next person come along and whisper in their ear, they gone. You know, kind of like dating a young lady and you busy, but another guy not busy, so you're just whispering in their ear, hey, babe, I got more time for you. Come holler at me. You know, whatever. That's where the artists are.
Yeah.
You know, artists, just because, even though I'm busy, everybody know me, you know, I'll text you back at 3, 5 in the morning or whatever, you know, because I am legitimately busy. But if somebody else has 24 hours a day to talk to you, you'll go ahead and talk with them because they're going to listen to you. So it's like you're a little baby that wants a baby bottle, that wants attention. Mm-hmm. Now, do you want attention or do you want a career? You know, there's no way I can help you with your career if I'm on the phone with you all day long every day. So now, do you want attention or a career? But as a career, there's other things I can do, make contact, do this, do that. You know, I just picked up a client recently that's responsible for over 25 million sales worldwide, so I'm very busy. You know, dealing with that situation anyway. You know, so, you know, a real artist, as opposed to ones that claim they want to be, and at the end of the day, they really just want to impress, you know, they just want to be a big fish in the neighborhood or on their street. I rap. What does that really mean? Oh, I rap. Oh, yeah, baby, I'm a rapper. Okay, so that means that rapping is paying your bills, you know, and all of that. Is that what it means? What does it mean when you say I'm a rapper? What does it mean when I say I'm a singer? That you just happen to sing at church, and you do it on the weekends, or it's a hobby, or is it paying your bills? That's it for now. Come back to me. I'll vent more right before you get off the air.
Okay. But hey, that's 100 though. What he said about artists. Because I noticed that. You know, I've been in the music business for a while now, and I noticed that are musicians and artists, and then there's players and cheaters. You dig? Some people are in the game just for the player. There is a minute in the cheating. You dig? And some people are in it for the artistry and the real music business. Some artists, that's all they want to do. They make their little hot, little okay tracks or whatever, get a little buzz,
And next thing you know, they trying to pump every girl in the city and so on and so forth, and half of them letting them bump them. It is what it is, but you know what I mean? And that's not real business people, and you kind of know them. Those are the people that try to come to your studios for free. You dig?
Right.
Those are the type of people that wear all the fancy gear, but you see them, you dig, in the street, and he on the metro. Then you just have on Gucci last night at the club, you dig? You know, that's how you know who is who. The real artistry and the real musicians, when you see them, you know them, because they're not trying to get nothing for free. Because they know you can't get nothing
exactly.
for free. You can't even get your, you can't even copyright music somebody gave you for free. Just keep it 100. I mean, unless the producer gives it to you directly, here's the file, so on and so forth, and tells you can use it. You just getting free beats offline, you can't copyright that and release that. Them is the play dudes. You dig? The real dudes that come to you and say, hey, either they're going to pay you outright, everything, try to work a deal with you, you dig? Or try to barter with you. Okay, I'll do some hooks for you. Can you do this for me? Da-da-da. You get the copyrights for this. I get the copyrights for that. And y'all's good. You dig? But, hey, like you said, and then the other people that be faking the front be trying to go around and try to push on people. Hey, you got some graphics done? Did you pay me yet, mama? You don't know how many times I had to tell people that, waking me up, talking about, hey, did you get some graphics done? Oh, my bad. You know what held it up? The transaction on your credit card didn't go through. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Awkward. Get it? So I'm feeling them on that. I mean, how you feel about it, Dylan? I would ask Naisha, but, you know, I don't think she deal with artists like we do.
Nah, Kermit is right, man. You know, you got those people who want shit for free. You got people that want that high quality shit, but don't want to spend that money. I'm like, yo, one guy hit me up. He's all like, I want high grade. I'm like, all right, that's what's up, $100. Man, y'all bugging for charging $100 for that. I'm like, what you mean? Nah, I can't do that. And then you got people, okay, I want my mixtape like this, and it's like $150. Does that mean it gets sponsored? No, it does not mean you get the whole full course meal, goddammit. No, it does not. It's like $50. Does that mean it gets sponsored? Why don't you go on those sites and let me know how much a sponsorship is, and let me know how much I'm trying to charge you.
But
people are weird, man. But let me say one thing, man. All right. So I had to register an artist, right, with BMI. And this is one thing that really weirded me out, because I'm looking for an area to upload the song. And the guys are like, no, you don't upload the song. Then I'm like, how do you know what song is what if I'm just putting the name? How are you going to say it's copyrighted? Like, it's weird. You know what I mean? It just, to me, it's weird. I mean, you know, some guy can put his name in the same song title, and it might be the same damn song.
Right
or wrong, I don't know.
Hey, some people are just weird. I'm just saying, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a music break right quick. This right here, I played it last week, and it got requested again. Somebody requested earlier this morning, said, hey, can you play that track with Rico Barrino? You know, that's how I say it. Rico Barrino and Young Dro. It's actually by Young Dro, and it's got Rico Barrino on it. It's called Hood Gospel. Don't forget, this is Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. And it's all about the woo-style. Relax, woo-style, player.
Yeah. What you know about that Perry Home shit? When that water boy crawling that baby girl mouth. Kill. Did that shit and kill them white folk living up in the big house.
Now tell me, can you stand that? Been in the trap about 4 days. Can't sleep, these bills, they gotta get paid. These niggas snitched and brought up your name. Now tell me, can you stand that? Hearing your partner just got killed. The cop shot him like he didn't certainly. Stuck in this trap and I'm feeling pain, yeah. Trying hard just to stand around.
Hey, hard with it. Thought I ran out of guap, didn't it? Nope. Thought I ran out of faking God.
What?
Thought I ran out of car, didn't it? Even though me and Tasia broke up, I missed a respect shower with hard with. I had six goals like a spade hand. I ain't even play cards. And I never knew nothing about a visa. Food stamped them our people. The Barino family used to sing so hard, I started crying like a tired weeper. Shout it came with that street sweep. Shout it, shout up some sweet people.
Damn.
1 week without Jesus is a weak nigga.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Why did your mama cry?
Don't start crying.
Tears running down her face. She just heard her baby died. Oh, now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this earth in hell. Oh, you in the trap getting off that word. In a place that's full of pain.
Yeah.
Tell me, can you stand the rain?
Wearing these polo clothes. Tired of talking about these ISIS and bunch of niggas kicking in these doors. What the hell are we working for? Mama used to be crying in the room. Now mama be twerking on. Now what the hell is my daughter doing? God, please bless my family. Everything about to be ruined. Move out the hood, up to be ruined. Your bubble gum ass need chewing. Swear to God, I want to pray for you, but I can't do it because you evil doing it. I'm right with it. Turn around with that Glock with it. Bust it off, I got shots with it. And protecting my house with it. This is what I supposed to do. You don't remember them folding shoes. You don't remember them pro wings that the glad went through and I bled through the shoes.
Now tell me, can you stand it? This rain. Tell me, can you stand it? This pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, can you stand it? Now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this open hell. In the trap, getting out that way. In a place that's full of pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
My wings gone, I can't fly, God. Scared to ask you why, God. Thank God I went blind. What is wrong with my eyes, God? Leave me, I can't see you. Everybody coming D2. They bust a kid and I'm running through. Everybody wanna be fool, but I'm smart enough and I'm hard enough. Tell me what's bothering you. And I swear to help you if I can. My coat is in my main man. Now who the fuck killed mama, boy? Why the hell y'all talking joy? Why the hell we hungry? God help your son, boy, Israel.
Your mama ain't never got shot 5 times, bro. Your dad ain't no purified, bona fide junkie, bro. Y'all ain't never had to borrow ice beforehand. We don't need sugar no more. We don't need flour, though. We still in the rain, baby. Yeah. Come from the church with it, though. From my son, him,
please. Tell me,
yeah, Monsters Radio Live, Karma Cafe, Urban Therapy, where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you all deserve. So, all right, I got another track to spin for y'all. Don't forget, this is not about dancing. It's more about the lyrics of the song. It's about the woo-saw, releasing the tension from throughout the week so we can get to the weekend and groove our ass off. So, all right, don't forget, we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. Everything is DJ E Monster. Or Monstrous Radio. So, hey, Karma Cafe is about, you know, like I said, releasing the tension, the stress. We talk about community things, relationships, politics. Matter of fact, this one right here is more like community politics, and it fits today. Check it out. This is from Vintage Nation, Monstrous Radio Live, DJ E Monster, my music.
Amazing, cause I'm black. Why you so dangerous? She black.
Why you so talented? Cause I'm black. Why you so courageous? Cause I'm black. Why you so amazing? Cause I'm black. Why you so dangerous? Cause I'm black. Why you so fly? Cause I'm black. How did you survive? Cause I'm black. Why you so intelligent? Cause I'm black. Why the cops pull you over there? Cause I'm black.
MonsterUSRadio.com. You can see our feature artists. We're going to be updating and doing a lot of great things with that webpage. It's up and running, but we still trying to add stuff to it. So if you got some ideas of what we could add or some things you'd like to see, hit me up. Attention, eMonster, MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. So all right, let me go over here and check in with my intern right quick, Niaja. And let's get her to give us a Monsterish Radio weather report and let her tell y'all where she's from and what's the weather like. Hello, Niaja. Why don't you give us a weather report right quick? Hello.
Hello. And my name is Niaja. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. And the weather report is sunny down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a good day. That's what's up. It's a good day. So I
how's the weather report there?
well, here, let's see, it's been kind of ugly all day, you know? It's bipolar mm-hmm. at best, because it don't know if they want to be hot, rain, or be cold and rain. You know, it just keeps switching up here in the Twin Cities, so it's cloudy here, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's real bipolar. So, all right, so, you know, I definitely want to keep you involved in what we're talking about tonight. So, you know, you got anything else on? You go on, kick back a little bit. You did take your little break. You know what I mean? You got something else you want to vent about? Anything from the young world?
I don't think so.
Matter of fact.
Well, okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What you got?
Okay, so celebrities, it's not all celebrities, but it's like some, like when they like have a lot of music and stuff, and like when they get to a certain amount of like being real, real famous and stuff, like they just forget about their fans and like treat their fans like they nothing. And I don't really understand it because, I mean, how can you forget about your fans? Because without fans, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Oh. True. Okay. She's dropping a little gems on y'all. So that means all you artists out there, y'all that think y'all celebrity, or those of you that have solidified yourself in celebrity status, that is the mind of young listeners of today. You dig? Y'all got to stop getting up there and get act like y'all don't know them no more. Like she said, it really be the young people
that
really boost you.
You dig? I'm gonna keep it 100. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. Y'all may not be buying much. I'm just playing. I'm messing with you. But yo, really, it's the youth that really be buying the music, that really pushing the music. Like I haven't heard in years, and I ain't never seen no adult do it. Well, I seen one, and she on the medication right now. But you dig? On this Mindless Behavior conference call that comes on every other Tuesday night. People was on there going crazy. I'm just saying it was all young kids. Yeah, they was going crazy. They wouldn't shut up, let the guys talk. They was going crazy. They had Niaja over there. I was about to meet you over there blowing bubbles and everything. You dig? So, artists, you better pay attention. You dig? Interact with them and don't give up on them. They don't give up on you. They made you. So you need to throw some respect and some homage back. You dig? I'm just saying. DJ E Monster. So, all right, Niaja, we're going to go back with our other people right here because, you know, we're getting close to the end of the show, but we got another person that's over here that called in the vent. Let's see what they got going on, okay? So, all right. I hope they monsters. They better not be talking about, excuse me, E-Monster, can I tell you my problems? I'm going to say, no, and hang up on them. But it is what it is. 256-251, who we got on the line? Hello, can we get you a menu?
Yeah, this is Dr. Phil. What's good?
What's good, Dr. Phil?
Not much, just chilling. That's Dr. Phil with two L's, D-R-P-H-I-L-L. And I agree with the young lady said about the fans and all that, because I love my fans. Mm-hmm. They show me love and support, and I show them love back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now have you ever experienced meeting a star before, and then you end up, like, following them and really like them, and then, like, you know, because that happened to me before. You know, I ended up following this star out, man. I promoted him. I did everything I was supposed to. Then I got to meet him, and he was a scumbag. You dig? I stopped promoting everything immediately. Just treated me like garbage. I was like, what? So it is. But have you ever experienced that ever, you know what I mean? Maybe coming up as a young listener to music or, you know, just ever in the industry, you might go do a show somewhere, and then you'd be like, oh, I can't wait to do a show with dude. And then you meet him and be like, what? You a scumbag.
Nah, I guess I only like certain type of music, you know what I'm saying? My favorite rapper, just listening, coming up, I like the Gucci Mane a lot. I did this, my first show was with Gucci Mane. We worked with Zaytoven together.
Oh.
And, you know, we was swagging through there. It was all love, man. I guess it's different strokes with different folks, though.
Right. True that. I get that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get that. So, all right, bro. So, go ahead and tell people maybe where they can connect with you at and anything you personally want to vent about.
Man, I want to vent about the Heartbreaker World Tour. Ladies, if you're trying to get some money and you want to do it from the comforts of your own home, you can do it from our Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour Facebook page. If you're trying to be an inspiring model, go ahead and make you $100, $200 working from home. All you have to do is start your PayPal, hit that page up. Our partner, business partner Dylan Cash, going to get back with you, get you set up, and we're going to get you paid. You can hit me up on Twitter. That's at Phil Dr. Main, P-H-I-L-L-D-O-C-T-O-R-M-A-N-E. You can look me up on Facebook, D-R-P-H-I-L-L, my website, Dr. Phil ENT. Like I said, ladies, if you're trying to get that money, come along. Let's get paid. Heartbreaker World Tour, baby. I appreciate the love, too. I'm going to keep on calling in, supporting the show. I love what y'all doing for the independent artists.
Right. That's what's up. That's what. But you know I got to get you, bro. That wasn't no vent. That was promo. I should send your ass a bill. It is what it is.
But definitely
make sure you tune in on Tuesdays as well, because Tuesdays is Takeover Tuesdays, and that's where we usually, you know, let everybody call in and talk about the things they got going on, whether it be, you know, a way to make money, anything that it doesn't matter. You can call in and take over for a couple minutes of the show and really get into, you know what I mean, what the people can do, where to contact you at, you know, people can actually question about how they can make money, all those type of things. So, yeah, definitely hit us up on Tuesday for sure.
It's the best show.
Right.
18 and older.
Okay. 18 and up. Right, yeah, 18 and up.
So, all right. Let me see. Let me get Kermit back open just in case Kermit comes up with something else. So, all right. Yeah, we are close at the end of the show. So, all right. Don't forget we are on Monday through Fridays. We got different themes throughout the week. We got Monstrous Mondays. That's usually when I spend the new submissions. We talk about the events that went on over the weekend, anything that's coming up throughout the week. Takeover Tuesday, I just explained that, you know what I mean? It's about taking over the show and exploiting the things that you do. Wet Wednesdays, that's self-explanatory. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, but we get into all the R&B tracks, you dig, that we have in our system. And then tonight, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. International Monstrous Radio may be coming back. That's more towards the end of the month. And then we have Friday Night Live, which is that we get you ready for the weekend, tell you where the party's at. We talk about things that we may do before we go out and any event that you may be performing at over the weekend. So make sure you get involved with us all week long. All you got to do is just follow us. If you're on the computer, just push follow right there on Blog Talk Radio. If you're not, if you're calling in, don't forget after the show can always be replayed 24/7, 365. You can even download it as an MP3 and take little clips out and put them on your mixtapes. I'm just saying. So make sure you connect with us. You can find all the links and everything at monsterusradio.com. So all right, we're going to go backwards and let everybody give out their social network information. Actually, I want to start out with the big guy, Kermit the Superstar Henderson. Make sure y'all go over to WeMakeSuperstars.com, and when you get over there, add my profile, DJ E Monster. So, all right, Kermit, any last things you wanted to vent about, and make sure afterwards you let people know how they can contact you, bro.
Yeah, you're shutting it to be long. This was a good show, and I was not long enough. Especially when you and Dylan take half of that hour. Everybody listen, please put a profile on WeMakeSuperstars.com. When you get there, it says Superstar Central. But it's WeMakeSuperstars, plural, WeMakeSuperstars.com. You can follow me on Twitter at my name, at Kermit, K-E-R-M-I-T, Henderson, at Kermit Henderson. I also have another Twitter page, DJ as in DJ, DJ, the number 7, CC. And also on Twitter, ECMD Radio. On Instagram is the Superstar Maker. On Facebook is Kermit Henderson Jr., JR. Kermit Henderson JR page. And speaking of Manners Behavior, the Lady Spencers are going to do a special edition Manners Behavior call a week from this Sunday. I think it was at the 28th at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. Ooh. Special edition Manners Behavior call. So be another situation. Let's see what happens with them. So that'll be August 20th. If anybody wants to get on the call and participate, they need to call in to the next call that the Lady Spencers are doing, which is going to be next Tuesday before my call. My call is going to be from 9 to 11 or so on this coming Tuesday. Lady Spencer's, of course, is a different number to be on from 7 to 9. But you need to call in at between 6:30 and 7 on that call. You know, call in a half an hour early so I can tag you in the board so your name will be available when the Manners Behavior call come up or any of the real big calls they have that you can be able to participate and talk and all that like we normally do. So I wanted to mention that. They're still going to do every second, they're still going to do the last Tuesday of the month when the ECMD call, because Lady Spencer only once a month, but that's a special edition thing on Sunday at 7. So just like you know ahead of time, but what's going on with that? And on our next call, next Tuesday, we're going to have, who are we having? Chrisette Michelle and introducing Sherry Clark. That's what we got then. Also, for those people that's on the East Coast, we got a special East Coast show coming October 4th. Tuesday, October 4th, is going to be all East Coast artists or hip-hop. We're going to have Daddy O from Sense of Sonic. We're going to have one of the guys from the Cuban Link. We're going to have a speech from, Kentucky. But anyway, that's considered the East Coast. And that's it.
Okay. And you already gave it. We get it. Yeah, you did in the beginning about the Facebook and all that stuff. Okay, okay. So, all right, what about you, Niaja? Any last things you want to say before we get up out of here? Any shout out?
Now, Vinci, I had a question for Kermit, though.
Go ahead, slip it out there.
Yeah, about that college next Tuesday.
Yeah, Lady Special's call is next Tuesday before my call. So tell your friends
that's
call
the one
where
they
call us.
That's the one they have with Miles Behavior.
No, you need to listen. Put your listening cap on. Their next call is this coming Tuesday.
Yes,
coming
sir.
Up. And that's a regular call they have with some artists. They have like four artists on there. And but you need to call in a half an hour early so I can be on the board and tag you in for future reference. Then the following Sunday, the 28th, is the Miles Behavior call. But when people call that day, they can forget it. They're going to be on mute, be mad, or whatever they're going to be, because they need to sign up. It's like a sign-up first. So I'm giving you advance notice to sign up, including you, because I'm not even sure if you tagged on their board yet. So, yeah, people need to call. And if, you know, just like I did before, only 10 of y'all got a chance to talk to them. Well, 5 of y'all got a chance to talk to them on my call because you was the person that initiated it, and then a couple other girls got a hold to me, and we made it happen for 5 young ladies. Now, the ladies' business call is not my call. I just helped them, so I don't know how Sherry's going to run what she's doing, but at least if I can see your name, I still can at least call you out. Any other question you have, it should be you can text me or whatever. I used to waste the time on this show to ask those kind of questions. This is about E-Monster Show. It's not about tell me all about the ladies' spinsters. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, and if anybody else needs any more information on how to make it to these other events online and via telephone, you can definitely contact me. Or, like I said, you can listen to the radio station or this episode 24/7, 365. Just running back. Excuse me. Keep your pen and paper together, and you can get all the information that's needed. So, all right, what about you, Dylan? You got something for us on the way up out of here? Hello.
Just wanted to give you a shout out for this platform, DJ Monster. Shout out to Kermit. Shout out to your helper, Naisha. Shout out to Dr. Phil. Shout out to all the other callers. And, you know, it is what it is, man. We just trying to build one day at a time.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. So, y'all know how I do. I can't send shout outs because I've been out, forgot somebody. People get mad. You did. Then you want some water balloons at my house. Then I got to send my dog out to bite you in the ass. And you know I'm going to hit you with my BB gun. Pow, pow. So, all right, big shout out to everybody that tuned in, the people that are listening on your computer, the people. I got mad love for you. If you like, comment, and share the links. Mad Monster salute to all y'all that did that. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I am going to say one thing. I'm going to get on Dylan. Don't you hate when, like, people mess up your title? He said your helper. She's an intern. I know she's going to cut me for that later. Watch. She'll be like, I'm your intern. I'm not your helper. Get my title.
Right,
hey,
E-Monster.
Hey,
E-Monster.
Yeah. E-Monster, can you hear me?
Yeah.
E-Monster, can you hear me? I want to.
I can hear you.
Hey, yo, you on the line? Hey, yo, are you on
the line?
I'm on E-Monster.
Yeah.
Okay, No, I said it's KO on the line, not Dylan, but KO from Indianapolis.
Hold on.
He's,
I got a 202 over here.
I think it's a 765 or a 317. One of those it should be.
Okay, nope. I don't got one of those over here. I got a 202, but maybe that's not them.
No, that's him. All right. That might be Mommy Activist.
Hey, what's up, Mommy Activist? I could take some extra time for you. For real.
Hey,
so how you doing?
I got on because I really want to commend Kermit and you for allowing an intern to come on your show, because I know that she has a lot of promise, but she also has a lot of questions, and she's like a sponge ready to learn. I really appreciate that you, E-Monster, allowed her to be on as an intern, you know, because that's like mentoring her in every way, you know, getting into the business. So I do want to commend you for that, and also you, Kermit, always.
Yeah, well, you know, like I try to say, I believe I said it, I don't remember if it was the Tuesday conference call or the Sunday conference call, and I talked about the thing that's missing in the industry. One of the things I think that's missing in the industry is the connection between the mature and the young, the coming in. You dig? That's how we keep each other vibrant. You dig? I think the old should bring the young up to help give them the knowledge and the things they need to succeed and not go through all the BS that we went through trying to succeed. You dig? And they can keep, and let's keep it real. The young people can keep us older people relevant. I'm just going to keep it 100. They can keep us relevant. So that's the relationship, and I think that's a marriage that has to be respected. So I'm proud that, you know, I was presented with Niaja about doing the internship. So, you know, I'm honored. How you feel about it,
Kyle? She's doing a good job.
You know, he over there multitasking. But go ahead,
Niaja, you on the phone? But not yes, Asia, ma'am. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. I saw when you called me, but I was getting ready to get on this call, so I couldn't answer. I was also multitasking. I'm probably not as good at it as Kermit is, but I was multitasking it as well. And I didn't want you to think I forgot about, you know, you getting on the call, but you did a good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, Mommy Activist, we are on our way up out of here. So go ahead and tell people how they can contact you, because I think you're a really great person for people to network with.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm everywhere, Mommy Activist, MommieActivist, and on Instagram, I'm Mommy Activist, and I'm also ICECREEM56, and I try to leave that Ice Cream 56 to put as much entertainment stuff on, but both of them are, you know, linked together, but I try to make sure I'm everywhere. I'm even on Snapchat as a Mommy Activist, so I'm not hard to find, but that's how you find me, with Mommy Activist. And my email is mommyactivist@gmail.com.
And there it is. There it is. Hey, there's not very many people that I endorse, but she is one of them. For real, for real. Make that happen,
thank
y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I on my way up out of here, you know, it's all about bringing y'all new artists. And about breaking records around here. You dig? I'm trying to beat the FM radio to everything. You dig? So, all right, check it out. This is an artist on his come up right now, brought to y'all by Elite Sway Management. His name is Feng Sway the Kid. This is called Vibe. Big shout out to Jazzy B, my music plug, Tennessee.
Feng Sway. Now I'm really feeling my vibe right now. I'm feeling the vibe in the music. I knew one day I would do it. I had to do it and do it. Do it. Run my bands or find a deal. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm trying to whoop me a bell. Came a long way from the shell. I had that dope in my sock. Running from cops. Never say can't cause I can't. I was the one in the bin. I was the one on the block trying to get it. True told me get him, I got him. Pop a mile about to take him tomorrow. I'm a dog on the low. I fuck your bitch for a bag of blow. I pray to God she got good though. Dogging me whole back in style. I'm going wild. Your price too high. Cut it. I'm feeling the vibe with the thick. Diamonds on the bitch, I'm flooded. I got this shit out the mud. Living life like I want to. Jigging and jigging for ill. I want that house on the hill. I want that thot with the hill. Thug, thug, bitch with Tupac. Yeah. I'm feeling the vibe. Yeah. I'm feeling the vibe in the music. I knew one day I would do it. I had to do it and do it. Do it and do it. Run my bands or find a deal. Yeah. It can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. 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 I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling my vibe. I'm feeling my vibe. I'm feeling it. They mad cause I'm killing it. I'm killing it. Mind my money. They piss out killing me. Did the nigga, they mad. My bitch, she sad. I'm too poor. Walk it out. I'm buy that money. I'ma paint that Bentley coupe. Pull my ring. Throw it up like the alley. What is it different? Feet smoking just this. I put it with them. They ain't winning. You tripping. 100K in my bitch. I ain't gon' stop till I get it. Sweat in my brother. Stay down low. Ain't no switching. Ain't no train. No divide. I multiply. Ain't no. Never subtract.
back, back, back.
I've been rapping music. I knew one day I would do it. I had to do it and do it.
Do it and do it.
Run my bands up, find a deal.